We all say that we want the best for our children, but are we doing all that we can to make sure that's happening? If you look at recent surveys and studies, you'd have to say no. Anxiety, depression, substance abuse, thoughts about or actual attempts at suicide, they're all on the rise among our teens. Here in New Jersey, a school-based mental health program is about to be ended and a new outside location program launched, which many say is replacing results with theory. Our first guest today has had the unique experience of speaking to hundreds of thousands of school students, showing them the way to strengthen life through strength and mental health and a belief in what they're capable of. He travels the world with his message of empowerment and motivation, which his life certainly puts on full display. We say good morning to Scott Chesney. How are you today, Scott?
Good. How are you? Nice to talk with you, Chris.
Well, likewise, here at ScottChesney.com, learn more about his work. And I know school is done for this school year, but as you plot and plan things for next school year, I think you might want to, especially after you hear Scott talk, you might want to just include his focus, his knowledge, his wisdom into addressing your student body. Want to start off with a few stats. This is from the CDC, Scott, of a recent poll that they did, looking at how teens are feeling about themselves today. Percentage of high school students who experience persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, 42%. Experience poor mental health, 29%. Seriously considered attempting suicide, 22%. Actually made a suicide plan, 18%. Attempted suicide, 10%. And that's the overall high school student population. You look at young girls, LGBTQ community members, those numbers are significantly higher, which that doesn't paint exactly a positive picture. What are you seeing as you go to all these schools that you do, Scott, as far as the students that you're talking to?
Chris, when with regards to students, and we could be talking about adults too, is that when we're connected with ourselves, when we have a strong self-esteem, when we recognize our power to choose, and we're in a good place or a great place, is that like anything is possible and that we can go beyond our wildest dreams. We could meet our goals and our objectives. But I also know is that when we're disconnected, is that that's when we can do some terrible things to ourselves, to the people that we love, people in our circles, people outside of our circles. And so I think what's most important now is that we help in any way possible to help at an early age, because this foundation of self-esteem that I focus a lot of my projects on, a lot of my programs, assemblies on, is so vital, and it's actually being constructed, whether it be in middle school, early high school. This is when we're building it. We're building our belief system. We're building our power to choose, which I've explored around the world, is our greatest power. And again, this foundation of self-esteem, how we see ourselves, how we look at ourselves in the mirror, the words that we use to describe ourselves on a daily basis, have a lot to do with the choices that we make. And so I see a lot of, and it saddens me, it frustrates me, but in one way, I'm not surprised, is that with regards to this disconnect. I think there's a lot of things in place that can help us to reconnect. But I also believe that there's a lot of factors in this world that just allow us to disconnect from ourselves. So but when we build this strong foundation of self-esteem, when we have, and it's always a work in progress, as long as we live, it'll be a work in progress in terms of enhancing our self-esteem. But I think it's a great foundation in which we can build upon.
And certainly in these, another one of the increasing stats in high school environments is school bullying. And if someone is lacking that self-esteem that you were referring to, that certainly makes them a prime target for the bully versus having a self-confidence would diffuse that bullying very quickly.
Well, I break down, and I do this with adults too, just so that they understand, whether it be a faculty that's there in my assemblies with kids or even when I'm talking to grown adults in like a corporation, is that everybody can plug him or herself into a role in bullying. So you have the bully, you have the victim, you have the witness, and you also have the leader. The leader is the one, obviously, that has a strong self-esteem, a good self-esteem, who wants to just look out for everybody and wants to help the bully who's being bullied, help the bully who's actually doing the bullying, help the victim. and also helping the witness. And it's the bully, it's the victim, and the witness who are all dealing with low self-esteem issues. And I can tell you one, Chris, having grown up, is that I was always voted most popular. I was always voted most athletic. I was president of my school. On paper, I looked great, but I was the one crumbling on the inside with my self-esteem based on that mere reflection, based on the words that I used to describe myself. So I served in the capacity as a witness, in which I've had dozens of people tell me, even in my audience, saying, well, Mr. Chesney, you did nothing wrong. You didn't do the bullying. And I was like, no, I didn't do anything right. Because, again, when you're that leader, you only know how to get involved. You only want to intervene. And not just on behalf of the victim, but you want to help the bully who's disconnected. The victim's disconnected, but the witness as well. Most of us serve that witness role, is that we're disconnected. Because when we are connected, we don't want to put anyone above us to say you're better than I am, nor do you want to put anyone below you to say I'm better than you are. You see people as your equal. Strengths in some areas of their lives that you don't have, you have strengths in some areas of your life that they don't have. You put them together, any two people on the face of this earth, Chris, and there is a sense of equality. But it's a work in progress, working on this self-esteem. It's like taking vitamins. It's like exercising. It's like eating healthy. We have to do it on a daily basis. What we love to do as a population is react. When there's a problem, I will do this. When I'm sick, I will go get care. But if we were to work on this on a daily basis in preventative mode, I think we would see a lot more disconnect not take place, a lot more reconnection. I think we would see bullying go down. I think we would see abuse of alcohol and drugs. I think we would see school shootings come down if we had a stronger self-esteem out there.
Thomas Scott Chesney, who brings a personal message of empowerment and motivation to people of all ages. We're putting a focus on the high school environment right now because, as I referenced the CDC report, there is a dangerous picture that is developing further and responses are in desperate need of stepping forward. You can learn more about Scott's work, and we'll get into it a bit too at scottchesney.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And it's great that when there's laws, Scott, that mandate certain things be done, like in New Jersey with bullying, we have Mallory's Law, which mandates that schools report bullying. Truth is, they all don't, because they're more worried about the school image and people thinking that the school is all a great thing is reality painting a different picture. We have a new legislation, well, not new legislation, it's been sort of churning, spinning on the hamster wheel, as I like to call it, in the State House since 2017, which would lower the age from 16 to 13, where a youth could ask for counseling without the parents' consent. You're talking about how there has to be involvement in a search for resolution and recovery. That idea seems to be something that would take things in the right direction, because not every parent has ears to hear or wants to admit what's happening to their child. And if a child has the determination to say, I need this to get fixed, I need this to get fixed now, so if you're not going to help me get help, then I'm going to go get it myself. And that just seems like, again, spinning on the hamster wheel is not what we want to do with an idea like this.
Yeah, Chris, the ideal situation, I think everybody would be in agreement, is to have the mother, the father, the guardian, whoever the adult is at home, to be that person who could listen, who could provide great advice, who could help the child work through anything he or she may be working through. But the truth of the matter is that basically anybody can become a parent. There's no training, there's no schooling. It's actually the most difficult job in the world, I believe, and we are doing it on the fly, where it's on-job training.
And this is why so many schools, so many corporations bring Scott in to talk to their students and to their employees, because Scott shows up not just with words, but with truth, reality, and empowerment, there are three elements that we all need. We think we have them, but when we hear truth about those elements, we realize we need to do a lot of work to achieve them. Find out more about how to bring Scott into your school, into your business, into your environment, scottchesney.com. Scott, thank you so much for the work that you do, the difference that you make, the empowerment that you give, and for being here today.